put my feet on God's road, and never will I drift or roam. Though I am often weary, I'll travel till I reach my home. 10,000 tongues surround me to turn me from the right. But God's great hands around me, His arms of love and might, have set my feet on God's road, and never will I drift or roam. I've set my feet on God's road, and never will I drift or roam. I've set my feet on God's road, and never will I turn around. I've left the dreary lowlands, I'm heading for the higher ground. My Lord is walking beside me, and He keeps me by His grace, and every step He'll guide me till I see Him face to face. I've set my feet on God's road, and never will I turn around. I've left the dreary lowlands, I'm heading for the higher ground. I've set my feet on God's road, and never will I drift or roam. Though I am often weary, I'll travel till I reach my home. 10,000 foes may surround me to turn me from the right, but God's great hands around me, His arms of love and might, have set my feet on God's road, and never will I turn around. I've left the dreary lowlands, I'm heading for the higher ground. I've set my feet on God's road, and never will I turn around. I've left the dreary lowlands, I'm heading for the higher ground. 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 I'm heading for the higher ground.
rise up on our feet now. As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear.
Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Who is he there upon earth? Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Me not to gentle Savior, am I on who cry? Why on earth as thou art holy, you not pass me? Savior, 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 on who cry? Hallelujah, on earth as thou art holy, do not pass me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, my humble cry. Hallelujah, on earth as thou art holy, do not pass me. Amen.
Raise up your right hand to the heavens now and declare this loud and clear. Say, every Goliath boasting in the garden of my destiny, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Masekaya bo shendera bo kopola basandaya ba. Deal with the Goliath boasting at the garden of your destiny. Deal with that Goliath in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud and clear to you. Witchcraft assignment over my success. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter the assignments. The assignment must not prosper. Masekatenda ya bo shendera bo kopola ba. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful evening like this. And we thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for your mighty power. Thank you for your everlasting strength. Thank you for your arm of power and strength. Thank you for the finger of the Almighty, which is able to subdue all powers. Thank you because you are the Alpha and Omega. Thank you because you are the beginning and the end. Thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight I pray that anyone in this gathering who has been fighting secret hard battles, that right tonight the power base of that battle will be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Father, let your anointing The anointing of the overcomer overshadow your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight, we're looking at what I call the great wrestling match. The great wrestling match. The great wrestling match. In Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. This is one of the most powerful passages in Scripture. And it's a passage that most people do not understand. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Are we there? If you are there, say yes. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." Meaning you can wrestle against flesh and blood. But the wrestling match we are talking about now is not against flesh and blood, but against, number one, principalities. Number two, powers. Number three, the rulers of darkness of this world. There is darkness in this world, and the darkness has rulers over it. And then against spiritual wickedness in high places. So those are the four powers we're wrestling against. And these four powers have different branches again. It is the wrestling match that is above all wrestling matches. The word that Paul uses there, wrestle, is a word from the Greek called palei. Palei, in a wide sense, means aggressive wrestling match. Of all the combatant arts, the most aggressive is wrestling. Palei refers to intensive struggling. It refers to hand-to-hand fighting. You don't fight a wrestling match from a distance. You have to grapple with your opponent. Palei refers to extreme violence in a fight. Palei is talking about hazardous and deadly fighting. The fight is brutal and completely barbaric. It's a fight with no rules. It's not like boxing. Why is it round one, round two, round three? Palei is the word used for the wrestling match of those days. A fight that goes on and on and on until one of the two surrendered or dies in the ring. That's the name they use for the wrestling match of those days. It is fight to finish. It is a thoroughly violent sport. In this kind of fight, you can smash your forehead on the nose of your opponent and smash his nose. It is allowed. You can throw him up in the air and break his backbone. It is allowed. Unlike boxing, it is quite normal to strangulate your opponent. Unlike boxing, you can actually choke your opponent. You can kick the opponent. You can break the bones of the opponent. Palei. It is this expression that Paul uses to describe our conflict with unseen demonic forces. Marshal against us for destruction. It is a bitter struggle, an intense conflict. No wonder the ancient hymn writer says, "Christians, seek not yet repose. Hear your guided angel say, thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray." The song writer goes on. Say, principalities and power. Say, they gather their unseen array. They're waiting for your unguarded hour. Watch and pray. The enemy we're fighting is obstinate, knowledgeable, and unfair. In normal sporting, like in a sport like boxing, you're not allowed to eat below the belt. But these enemies were describing how they eat below the belt. They're very unfair in fighting. Sometimes people throw their arms up in despair and say, life is so unfair. Yes, there are unfair enemies. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Terrible, wicked forces that scares potential helpers. Powerful darkness that is so difficult to penetrate. Powers that will go and be contested with an angel bringing blessings to your life. Powers that will begin to argue with deliverance ministers. Say, go, I said, I'm not going. Get out, I said, I'm not going. Say, what is your name? He said, I'm not going to mention my name. How did you get there? I said, is that your business? Powers that argue with deliverance ministers. Powers that threaten those who want to help you. These are the powers we're wrestling with. Forces that scare small prophets and scare small native doctors. Those are the powers we're talking about. A lot of people are in those kinds of battles now. They are wrestling with principalities. They are wrestling with powers. They are wrestling with spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. I pray that tonight, the stronger your enemy is, the harder they will fall. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen roar like thunder. I've seen a situation where somebody's own father called all his children together. The man was a principality. He called all his own children together and said, this is a special family meeting. None of you must be greater than me. Anyone that tries it will die. One of them was very bold. Said, Daddy, no. Not me. Not me. I will be greater than you. The man said, really? Okay. And this man who talked, he's not really going to any serious church. He's just using bold face. He was not doing well. The children were not doing well. But one way or the other, this brother who confronted the father married a wife who is a gold mine, a woman with prosperous hands. There are some people, they have these golden hands. The wife was like that. Anything that woman touched was gold. Anything she touched would prosper. And the man began to prosper. And the father saw that the man was going on and was prospering. And they fired an arrow at the wife. An arrow to the wife. The man thought it was a joke. And they rushed the wife to Luth, Lagos University Teaching Hospital. At that level, somebody told the man about mountain of fire. Was there a run here that day? He said, hey, this is what happened. So where is your wife now? He said, she's in the hospital. Okay. You the prayer warriors, follow him. As the prayer warriors were stepping into the door mouth of the hospital, the woman took a long breath and she died. And the prayer warriors turned back. The man came crying. I could never, even as I'm talking to you now, I could still imagine when he came back crying. He was crying in Yoruba language. He said, doctor, he was referring to me. Oh, mother, there are no queen. And that was the end. And immediately the wife died, he went down into the chronic poverty that his own principality father had subjected him to. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear? Principalities of my father's house assigned to bury my destiny. You are a liar. God, in the name of Jesus. Something is happening here already. Bas upon the canta. The ribosopola kaya boshente rabokoraba. Manakatanda rabosopola kaya boshente rabokoraba. Yes. 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 Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Maseka tende yabo shende rabo kopola ba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. For we wrestle. We parley. Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. There is power of wickedness hanging in the air, on the sky. So if you hear us praying that every conspiracy against my life in the heavenlies fall down, that it's because there are powers there too that are operating. We were in our house one night about to do 9 o'clock prayer meeting. In the family where I grew up, after my father got born again, we pray 6 a.m. in the morning, we pray family prayer, 9 p.m. in the evening before we go to bed. The whole family gathers for prayers. So if you are a family here and you don't gather for prayer, I feel really, really sorry for you. You don't know what you are missing. We're about to pray our 9 p.m. prayer. All of a sudden, the neighbor living opposite rushed in. Daddy, 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 come and pray for my son. Come and pray for my son. They are fainted, they are fainted. So daddy ran after them. And they met this boy on the floor. Practically dead, really. So when daddy got there and saw the boy, laid his hands on the boy, began to pray in tongues. All of a sudden, he heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. He said, son, if you pray for this boy, and the boy comes back to life, you will lose your own son. Ah, so he stopped speaking in tongues. He now said, may the Lord bless your people and sanctify you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Good night. I said, daddy, come back. He's not. He said, don't worry, don't worry. Here are people who are cooking their own meat. They're the ones killing the boy. And now they want an additional meat. Raise up your right hand again and declare this loud and clear. Every power! Somebody here who needs to shout this with holy anger. That wants to use my life to get promotion in the kingdom of darkness. Can you shout this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. Masikatanda yabo shende rabo kopolaba. There is somebody here tonight who must be delivered completely. That's right. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name we pray. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's why it's a useless exercise for you to call a family meeting. Say, hey, you people in this family, listen to me. I used to see all of you in my dreams. Hey, leave me alone, no. Please, oh. Anything you want me to buy for you, I will buy, but leave me alone. For we wrestle, not against flesh and blood. You have no business calling any meeting. The fight is in the spirit realm. If you win the battle at the spirit realm, it will manifest physically. There's no point in trying to pacify a witch. A witch can never be pacified. They will not listen to you. So the battle is in the spirit realm. Right now, as I'm telling you now, the enemy is in a terrible rage, wasting people all over the place. If you have family members who are still going to churches where all they do is dance, you better beg them to leave. 3 hours dancing on Sunday, 10 minutes message, 2 minutes prayer. Some will dance and dance and dance until our waist is paining half from dancing. All those things don't do nothing to the enemy. I was in a church like that before. We had our drummers. They beat the drums as if they were drunk. We had trumpeters. They blow trumpets until their lips are showing red color. And people dance in style. But the enemy dealt with us in that church. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. They are formidable in nature. They create intense fear in people's hearts. They are extremely bad. They're horrible. That's why we have no business showing mercy to them. It's a serious matter when a human being can stand. And because he wants money, he saw somebody who is alive. They are cutting off the breast in your presence. They are cutting off the reproductive organs. The person is not dead. They are cutting it off because of money. Are those the kind of people you will say, well, for I love you with the love of the Lord? They are principalities incarnate. They are altars of wickedness. They have swallowed it. It's already inside them. They don't have to go to any altar to bow down. The altar they have swallowed. And this is a terrible situation. If we're going to put a stop to the action, it's only the believers who can do it. There is no other power. Under this canopy, you have the drinkers of blood and eaters of flesh. The vampires and cannibal spirits. Plenty of them are preaching all over the world. Witchcraft powers, familiar spirits, they are all under this. All the occultic powers, they are under this. The spirit of death and hell, they are under this. The star hunters, the vagabond spirits, they are all under this. The rock spirits, they are all under this. We find a place like Jos being controlled by the rock spirit. Abeokuta is controlled by rock spirit. Enugu is controlled by rock spirit. Idon is controlled by rock spirit. And there is something very similar about those areas. Under this, you find the forest spirits. There you find very stubborn, stronghold and demon idols. When spiritual wickedness in high places are in charge of a person's kiss, even those who pray for you will be scared away. Your former friends will become very aggressive. And then right there, your helpers come under attack. Then the terrible, horrible dreams that you don't expect to have, you start having them. I was sharing with some people on Sunday. I know a brother. He had been inside a terrible vehicle accident 17 times. And he was the only one who came out alive. Everybody died. So he was a dangerous person. Enter a vehicle with him, you have to start praying. When this case is from the evilest, find these chains of bad luck, suicidal thoughts, hearing strange voices, because it's from the evilest. This is why tonight, I want you to position yourself like a warrior and understand the battle so you start fighting. For we wrestle, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 2, Deuteronomy 7, 2. Now let me read it from verse 1. Verse 1 and 2. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and Jebusites, 7 nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy. These 7 nations represent the 7 wicked spirit groups. That every believer must wrestle with. Let me say that again. These seven wicked nations listed here, they represent the seven wicked spirit groups that every believer must wrestle with. And I'll take them one by one. The Hittites. The Hittites represent the spirit of fear and dread. Because the Hittites were giants. Giants. So the devil's most powerful weapon is that of fear. The devil knows that you can't have faith and fear at the same time. When faith goes in, fear goes out. When fear goes in, faith jumps out. Both of them don't coexist. The opposite of fear is faith. That's why you find Jesus saying, fear not, only believe. Fear paralyzes. Fear stops growth. Fear stops progress. Fear ultimately brings a defeat. I want you to understand this very well. God told Joshua, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear is a tormentor, is a destroyer. It's a demon, a powerful spirit. It represents the Hittite. Once fear strikes your heart, if anybody brings magic power, occultic power, witchcraft power to attack you, he will succeed because you have opened the door by fear. The Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Of power, of love, and of a sound mind. He has not given us that spirit of fear. That's what the Hittites represent. Gergashites. Gergashites are those who dwell in clay soil. Their dwellings in clay soil. The Gergashite represents the spirit of weight that weighs people down. This is the type of weight and sin that bogs a man down. It may be financial unrest that is bugging you down. It may be unrest in the home. The definition of spiritual weight is anything the devil can use to discourage you. That's why the Bible talks about the spirit of heaviness. He said he gives garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. So that when there is a weight in your heart and it's pressing your heart down as if somebody is placing a heavy load on your heart, it's the Gergashite spirit that is already attacking you now, trying to bog you down. So that they can now come and finish their agenda. I pray that any power that wants to tie you down to a spot where your enemy will strike you down, that power shall be arrested today in the name of Jesus. You shall be arrested. You shall be arrested. You shall be arrested in the name of Jesus. The third nation is the Amorites. The Amorites are the mountaineers, the spirits of high places. Those are the people who held the mountain cities. And when they stay there, they come as the wicked in the heavens to attack people. They come from heavens and begin to attack people on earth as the Amorites. The fourth one are the Canaanites. The Canaanites mean merchant, negotiators. Canaan is a kind of spirit of compromise. Seducing spirits, spirit of lust, worldliness. Canaan was the youngest son of Ham in the Bible. They were cursed when they looked unto the nakedness of their father. It was the Canaanites that were inhabiting the cities of Sodom. These are terrible spirits. They negotiate people into an area where the Almighty will not be happy with you. Then the person will be struck down. Number five is the Perizzites. The meaning of the Perizzites means to separate. This is a spirit of division, an independent spirit. You don't want to listen to instructions. When you are doing the wrong thing, somebody said this is wrong, you don't listen. Somebody said this is what the Lord is saying. You say, no, I want to do what I want to do. That's the spirit of the Perizzites. The Ivites. The meaning of the word Ivite means a serpent. Because those people, they live in holes. They are kind of deceiving spirits. They'll be doing the wrong thing. They say, Pastor, I don't say anything wrong in this one. I don't say anything wrong in it. And they keep doing the wrong thing. You need to wrestle against that. The last one is the Jebusites. Jebusites mean a place trodden upon. Trodden upon. This is the kind of depressing spirit, a spirit of doubt and unbelief. Deuteronomy 7:1 again. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land which thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Tonight, we have work to do here. We have things to confront. But for you to confront principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, five things are needed. Five major things are needed. Number one, complete repentance. Complete repentance. As far as I still any sin hanging in your life, know for sure that you cannot confront these powers. Going to confront them is just looking for trouble. You must completely repent from every known sin. And there is no small sin. Sin is sin. I want you to understand this very, very well. The Bible does not have respect for anybody who is still living in any known sin. Heaven too don't have respect for such people, because that sin is the ladder through which the powers will work against your life. The day you cut off from all your sins, you have removed practically all the ladders through which the enemy can get into your life. But if you are still living in any known sin, which you have not repented, then no wonder then the enemy is not allowing you to go, and is still harassing your destiny. Number two thing that you need is complete deliverance. Because if your deliverance is not complete, the aspect of your life that is not complete, that where deliverance is not complete, is where the enemy will come through. Any area that is still left, the enemy will come and be fighting you there. You must complete your deliverance. Number three thing is this. You must be broken. In our Sunday school now, we're teaching brokenness. Broken people are people who say yes when the Lord says yes. No when the Lord says no. When God says sit down, they sit down. When God says talk, they talk. Broken people don't react no matter how badly they are provoked. Broken people don't fight no matter how badly they are provoked to fight. Broken people control their mouths, they control their tongue, they control the way they go, where they go and what they do. You need to cry to the Lord to break you and remold you. That's number three. Number four, that you must wage war against the powers that want to waste you. There is no point in wishing that they go away. Wishing will not send them away. No, you need to wage war. Declare war against them. And when you begin to wage war, then the victory becomes yours. There cannot be victory without any battle. Born to win means born to fight. Then the fifth thing, if you want to confront this power, that you must be a prayer and a Bible addict. The word of God must dwell richly in you. Prayer must be your oxygen that you breathe in and out. Those are the five keys to confront principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the five keys. But then, these powers themselves have hooks. The hook they use to hook people. Once you are hooked by them, and you are not free from the hook, It's like a fish that the mouth is already inside the hook and you're trying to wriggle free, but the hook is already in the neck. When their hook has already caught you, you can't wrestle with them. It's not possible. Somebody has been arrested by police and locked up in the police cell. You can't say, I want to go and marry. You can't marry. You're inside the cell. He's already in the cell. The same thing, once already hooked in their cell. You can't wrestle with nobody anymore. Their first hook that they have used successfully, and they are still using it now, is the sexual hook. Any man or woman sleeping with somebody who is not your wife or who is not your husband, you are providing a hook through which these powers will finish you off. Hook. Now, it's nothing like boyfriend, girlfriend. What you have is hellfire friend. The second hook they use is the food hook. Those of you who eat anything, anyhow, anywhere, they will catch you easily through your mouth hook. I will not be surprised as I sit down there now. You have already bought something on the street that is inside your bag and you want to eat, immediately will close. I will not be surprised. I will not be surprised now. If already what you have in your body, what you have bought, you want to eat, is what pollutes your prayers. This is why here we organize those who say they want to sell food. They gather them for prayers. Some don't want to pray those prayers, so they have an agenda. This is a very serious matter. And believers have to be very, very careful. The children of darkness, when we declare a fast, they know we are fasting. We are doing palm or strangers now. They know we are fasting. And after the program, a lot of people want to eat. Of course, they will bring their food there. When your mouth is very loose and your tongue is very slippery, kunu, you want to buy. Sobo, you want to buy. Kuli kuli, you want to buy. Bread, you want to buy. Boli, you want to buy. Everything you want to buy. You are looking for trouble. Serious trouble. If you see a pastor who goes to church members' houses, I want malt. I want Coke. I want Fanta. I want biscuit. And everywhere he goes, he's asking for malt, for water, for biscuit, for orange juice, for this. Write it down. He will soon die, very quickly. Because his mouth is his enemy. This is a serious matter. Somebody said he's roasting plantain. You got there. This person only has 3 pieces of plantain on the fire. And you cannot see evidence of the one that the person had roasted before. And you buy. Swallowing it. It may become anything in your tummy. And then you get into trouble. This is a serious matter. 1995, somebody gave me a giant cake. It was smelling so nice. But as I collected the cake, the Lord said, son, put this cake in your fridge. That's when we spent 1 year here. So I placed the cake in the fridge. After a week, when I went back there, what was there was not a cake anymore. It was hardwood. Hardwood that even when you put nail and hammer, it will be so difficult to penetrate. Meaning that if I'd eaten that cake, I probably would not be standing before you here tonight. I pray that if there is anybody here and you have eaten spiritual poisons, you will vomit them. You will vomit them. You will vomit them. You will vomit them. You will vomit them in the name of Jesus. There is the third hook, which is the mouth hook. When you talk and talk and talk, no control. 300 words per minute, 400 words per minute. You have sold all your secrets to your enemies. You can talk to anybody anyhow. It is a hook. Four. There is a money hook. When you like money so much, you can do anything to get it. That's what those powers want. You can do anything to get money. When anything about money is mentioned, you forget your Christianity completely. It's a hook that won't allow you to fight these powers. The fifth hook is the hook of seeking for fame or popularity. You want to be popular, you want to be famous, so you are doing everything to make yourself famous or popular. They want you to be caged. The sixth hook is ancestral or generational hook. Once your ancestors have handed you over to them, you need a serious battle to fight. The ancestral spirit can confront your angels of blessing and say, sorry, you can't bless this fellow because their grandfather said they cannot be blessed. Then the seventh hook is the hook of prayerlessness. The hook of prayerlessness. Beware, beloved. Whenever you are desiring to pray, but you cannot. Beware, beloved. When your appetite for prayer is getting lower, lower, lower. Beware, beloved. When your former prayer strength is gone. Beware, beloved. When your former patience to tarry before God is rapidly disappearing. Beware, beloved. When the power and grace to fast and pray has gone. Beware, beloved. When sleep is now replacing your prayer. Beware, beloved. When praying in the mind instead of the mouth is what you are doing and your mind is wandering all over the place. Beware, beloved. When you say you have a prayer partner, but all you do is to gossip about people in the prayer meeting. Beware, beloved. When something is binding your mouth and is binding your mouth and ability to pray. Beware, beloved. It's a serious matter. Beware. Beware, beloved. When prayer becomes hard work, is something you no longer enjoy, then you are writing a love letter to principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, high places. Tonight, we have a war to fight here. War to fight here. And by the time we get to the tail section of this fasting program, a lot of people will be pleasantly amazed at the kind of strong men that will have fallen down. Provided they follow the pattern as laid for them. But tonight there are battles to fight here. And you must not lose your concentration for 1 minute. Right now, let worry be shifted away. It doesn't solve any problem. It doesn't make sense. What makes sense now is to deal with whatever power is behind what is troubling your life. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. This is not a day to joke or a day to negotiate with the enemy. The Bible says, utterly destroy them. You shall show them no mercy. Because if they have you in their grip, they will not show you any mercy. They won't show you any mercy at all. This prayer we're going to pray today, they are uprooting prayers, pulling down prayers, scattering prayers, and prayers to possess our possession. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this evening and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very, very quickly now by raising up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the front here so that we can pray more with you. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray these first three prayers, there are some people here tonight, they are having breathing problems. All of a sudden, you will notice that something is jumping out of your heart. And the powers behind that problem will have gone. As we pray the first three prayers, there are people here tonight. All road of progress seem to have been shut against you. The roads will open of their own accord. As we pray here tonight, there are people in this meeting. You just find something that is oppressing your life. By moving about in your body and making sudden aggressive movement, those things will go back to where they are coming from. All eyes closed. This first three is what you can call pronouncing the curse of God. You know, God issues curses. Jesus cursed the fig tree. He pronounced the curse of God upon it. These three prayers is to pronounce the curse of God upon certain situation. Say this loud and clear. Progress of witchcraft will not prosper. Can you shout this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and curse their progress. That's right. Basekatenda kaya bo shentara. Riba kapala kaya bo shentara. In Jesus' name we pray. So every evil tree growing in my life, I curse you to die. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this one? I know a sister who needs to shout this with only anger. Brothers, shout it with only anger. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and curse the evil tree to die. Jesus. Jesus. Bakatenda kaya bo shentera bokosa. Something is happening over there. Yes. Receive the torture of the power of God upon your body, your soul, and your spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power sleeping to harm me. Can you say that loud and clear? Will not wake up. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and shout this loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. The first three prayers. Now there are some arrows that we want to send back. Back to wherever they're coming from. This is not a time to negotiate. This is the time to pray with fire and with thunder. Arrows of death and hell, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, send them back. Yes. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. It's happening. Arrows of oppression backfire. In the name of Jesus, deal with the arrows of oppression. Open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why you are here tonight. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. Silence. As many people as are here, and your internal organs have been stolen where you are, something has happened to you there. The organs stolen from you, they're coming back to your body. Those who are here tonight, and the physical doctors have told you need a surgery. Right there where you are. The surgeon of heaven is working upon you now. And what they need to cut away, they are cutting it away right now. From your body. Aha. Yes. Things are happening here tonight. All that clinical prophecy on your womb is cancelled completely now. That's right. Those powers have been sitting on your wealth, sitting on your money. They have all been uprooted now. That's right. Let there be silence now. Someone is here. You have inherited a spiritual material from your mother who is dead. And that thing has been troubling your destiny. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that evil inheritance in your body is broken now. This person is in this meeting tonight. Right now, the enemy has written poverty all over you. But before the end of this week, something will happen that will change all that. Yes. Say it the way I'm going to say my own. Say principalities. Powers. Behind my trouble. The God of Elijah shall trouble you today. Principalities. Powers. Behind my trouble. The God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Let the God of Elijah trouble them today. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Bakate setela, ra pala katandaka, mashentera bokopola basanta. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer, pray with all the strength that you have. Please don't keep quiet. Don't take anything for granted. My last glory. Can you shout this loud and clear? Reappear! In the name of Jesus. Yes! My last glory. Reappear. In the name of Jesus. Reappear. Now. Something is happening here. Continue. Recover it. Right now. Pasakapala kaya boshanta. Mariabolokosatendekayaboshanta. Yes, it's happening. In Jesus' name we pray. Pick any song of praises in your mouth now and sing it loud and clear. For the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who is more than sufficient, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace, the great I Am. Oh, wonderful God, we thank you. Great is our God. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praises. Amen. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Sing it loud and clear. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Behold, I am the first God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Oh, behold, I am the Lord, the God of. Is there anything too hard for me? Your hand. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Behold. Is there anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. Is there anything, anything, anything to have for you? Is there anything, is there anything to have for you? Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.